West Sacramento's distinctive pyramid-shaped office building, the Ziggurat, is for sale for the first time in more than two decades. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Soros joins us now to talk about this story and other business news, something we do every Friday. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
What do we know about the listing?
Well, the 11-story building is being listed without a price. Brokers from Cushman & Wakefield have confirmed the listing, but declined to comment further. The Ziggurat was built in 1998 and is a defining waterfront feature for West Sacramento. It appears the current owner of the building is an entity based in New York City.
So it's for sale, but it's not empty or anything, right?
Right. It's fully leased and occupied by the state of California's Department of General Services. Now, ultimately, DGS plans to move to a state-owned building in downtown Sacramento, but it will be at the Ziggurat for several more years. The department's long lease at the building means the Ziggurat would be considered a stabilized asset, which generally boosts its desirability.
And this sale of the building is happening amidst quite a lot of change in West Sacramento.
Yeah, that could make it a lot more desirable to potential buyers as well. A variety of notable projects are planned near the Ziggurat. To the north, the California State Teachers Retirement System is planning a second building next to its headquarters. And to the south, development company Fulcrum and Mike and Julie Teal of Raley's have filed plans for a project of condominiums, retail space, and hotel rooms.
Okay, well, you mentioned hotel rooms. We're getting more details now about a new hotel project in downtown Sacramento. It's called 14i, and it looks like it would have an untraditional setup.
Exactly. This is a six-story project at 826 14th Street on property that's currently empty. It's about a block north of the Sacramento Convention Center. This new hotel isn't expected to have on-site management. Instead, guests will arrange rentals either through Airbnb or direct contact with the owner. There also won't be a conventional check-in process. Guests will use an access code to open a lockbox for their room.
Huh. So would this hotel be the first of its kind in Sacramento?
It appears that's the case. However, the concept has popped up in other places. Among other things, the setup helps hotels cut down on overhead costs. But the new hotel plan downtown would still have a management office on the ground floor, as well as amenities such as group conference and meeting space.
And there was some news this week about the Sacramento area's largest shopping center, the Roseville Galleria.
Yeah, a redevelopment project could be planned at the western wing of the Galleria. Leasing materials online cite 27,000 square feet of available retail and restaurant space on level one of the mall. The redevelopment plans seem to focus on an outdoor area of the mall, which is known as the Promenade.
What kind of businesses do you think we could see there in the future?
Well, it appears this is all in the very early stages, so no tenants have been confirmed yet. But leasing materials online suggest the Galleria could add more restaurants, a gym, and even a co-working space. Again, this is all preliminary, and we don't have confirmation on specific businesses.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter at capradionews.